The widow of a former Sudbury miner, a patient at Extendicare Countryside Nursing Home who died in November, is unhappy with the level of care given to her late husband. Not that Brenda Welsh is seeking legal action or some harmful response to her husband's death. She just wants it known that things might have been different if anyone had listened to concerns about Arthur Welsh being a diabetic. Brenda said she is deeply disappointed. Welsh said Arthur was 74 years old when he died. You can read his obituary here. He suffered from vascular dementia and was also diabetic. He died November 6, 2024, after a suspected fall at the countryside home, where he was found vomiting on the floor of his room. Staff suspected a possible head injury, said Welsh. Arthur was rushed to Health Sciences North for treatment, she said, but passed away. The Extendicare Countryside Home on Algonquin Road in Sudbury has been the subject of intense scrutiny since the home opened 1 year ago, in May of 2024. Although the new 256-bed facility is Sudbury's newest and most modern nursing home, it has been the subject of several critical inspections from the Ministry of Long-Term Care, MLTC, and has been cited for several issues of non-compliance under the Fixing Long-Term Care Act, 2021. In December, the MLTC stepped up the enforcement by issuing a cease admissions order, which blocked Extendicare from admitting any new patients. That order has remained in place since December 16, 2024, and it appears it will stay that way until the ministry determines the facility is on a path to achieving compliance, as stated by MLTC Minister Natalia Kushendova-Bashta in April. Regarding the death of her husband on November 6, Welsh said she is troubled by what, in her opinion, is a breakdown in communications protocols on the night Arthur died. She said she was initially called from Extendicare Countryside at about 12:30 a.m. that early morning. They had left a message at 12:30. I was asleep. I did not hear my phone, said Welsh. She said no one from the nursing home contacted the secondary person on Arthur's emergency call-out list when Welsh couldn't be reached. Extendicare instead left a message on her phone. And in the message it said, "Your husband fell, or we found him on the floor. He was throwing up, so we thought he might have had a head injury, so we sent him to the hospital," she said. "The hospital hadn't called me because I did not have a DNR. Do not resuscitate," signed. "Because my husband was only 74, I did not sign a DNR. I did not think he was dying, like he had health issues, but to me, they weren't health issues that you're going to drop dead over. And I'm glad I didn't, because they were able to put him on life support till at least we got there." Despite missing the 12:30 a.m. call, Welsh did wake when the telephone rang again at home a few hours later. "At 4:30 in the morning, my phone rang again. It was the hospital asking me if I knew where my husband was because he was already on life support," Welsh said. "I've had a big issue with the home, Countryside, on that. They should have called my second person on file, but they didn't." Upon arriving at HSN, Welsh was surprised to discover her husband was seriously ill. "He was critical. He was not going to make it," Brenda said she was told. "When they did pull the plug, he didn't even last 20 minutes. He had a massive heart attack. The only thing keeping him alive was the life support. Seeking a legal remedy would not bring Arthur back," Welsh said. She has written a letter of complaint that was also forwarded to the Office of the Patient Ombudsman of Ontario, saying that more attention should be paid to patients with diabetes and to those designated caregivers who speak for them. While she certainly has concerns about what happened the night her husband died, Welsh said is also concerned about the care her husband received, particularly when it comes to the snacks he was served by Extendicare Countryside. "His regular meals were fine," Welsh said. Her concern lies with the desserts, snacks and beverages provided to him. Cookies and apple juice and chocolate milk have high sugar content for a diabetic. Arthur Welsh died following a fall at Extendicare Countryside on November 6, 2024. His widow, Brenda Welsh, she is troubled by a possible breakdown in communications the night he died, as well as with the level of care he received prior to his death. Obituary image. She said her husband used to receive one shot of insulin each day to manage his blood sugar levels. After moving into the countryside home last May, His insulin dosage was up to 3 needles a day to offset the higher sugar content of the foods he was being given, Welsh said. In her view, staff at Countryside should have known better than to give sugar-saturated foods to a person with diabetes, especially a person who had dementia. If he wanted 5 glasses of apple juice or chocolate milk, they gave it to him, plus a dessert, Welsh said. Then after that, between meals, they have a snack. In the afternoon, again comes the cookie and a sugar drink. Then you have supper, same thing. And after supper, snacks again. It's like he never had that much sugar in his life. She said she was met with resistance whenever she tried to change the desserts, snacks and beverages. There was nothing I could do or say, she said. Welsh said she was told by Countryside staff that government regulations, in collaboration with various diabetic associations, allowed them to serve the regular desserts, snacks and beverages to diabetic patients. Despite the nursing home's view, Welsh said diabetic patients should be offered a choice. That's all I want is that diabetics have the choice. If they want a sugar-free drink or a sugar-free dessert, they should have the right to have that, she said. But patients with dementia, like Arthur, aren't in a position cognitively to make those choices, so family members should be involved in what foods are being offered to residents like him. Through tears, she said, I'm sorry but it should be better. Just because you're a diabetic, you shouldn't go there to die. Like it shouldn't be a death sentence, Welsh said. Art cared about his health before all the dementia hit and everything. He was very conscious about what he ate and what he didn't, she said. Welsh said she has outlined her concerns in the letter to the patient ombudsman and also to Nickel Belt MPP France Gelinas, looking for support, and is waiting to hear back about what support or advice might be offered. Sudbury.com reached out to the Corporate Communications Office of Extendicare to comment on this story. Their response was as follows. Our team members care deeply about our residents and share families' goals of ensuring safe and supportive care. Our hearts are with any family member grieving the loss of a loved one, the statement reads. All long-term care homes in Ontario follow clear protocols set out by the Ministry of Long-Term Care, under the Fixing Long-Term Care Act, when any concern is raised regarding resident care. While we cannot speak to individual situations out of respect for private health information, we can confirm that all falls resulting in harm are reported to the Ministry of Long-Term Care and are investigated by the home to identify any opportunity to improve our practices. Every long-term care home learns from this process and applies learnings to continually improve care. In addition, residents' dietary needs are carefully incorporated into individualized care plans. Our teams are instructed to follow these personalized requirements to ensure nutrition needs and any applicable safety risks are prioritized throughout care delivery. We encourage residents and families to reach out to us if they have questions or concerns about the care of their loved ones, so that we have an opportunity to address them, said the Extendicare statement. Len Gillis covers healthcare stories as well as the mining industry for Sudbury.com.